Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Hello and welcome. Rita and I were very moved when we heard of the death of a person who attended one of our meetings in Western Australia. His name was Victor Cross. We didn't get to meet this man. 2 years later, we heard his story when we returned to that very same church.
Prior to the service, we heard that Victor had committed his life to Christ 2 years before in our meeting. For those who loved him, it was a sad passing, but knowing that he now belonged to Christ was both moving and triumphant.
Victor was a singer and used to sing in pubs and other places, and even returned to those same venues to sing after his conversion. 2 days following that momentous decision, Victor Cross was dead. A life cut short by the bite of a snake.
We'd like to tell you Victor's story as it was related to us. It was in a meeting on our return to the West that we heard it first in song, and then later the singers testified to its veracity. His story is tragic, but it's triumphant.
The guest singers were so moved by Vic's life and death that they composed a song about him and performed it in our meeting that night. And only eternity will reveal the true results of Victor Cross's short life.
In the very words of one of the singers who sang that night in our meeting, we relate what he had to say about Victor Cross's short life. They preface their song with these words. About a year ago, George and Rita were here for one night. Victor came to listen to what they had to say. Vic was the coolest guy you'll ever meet. He played in a blues band. The pub crowd looked up to him and respected him. And yet Vic knew something was missing in his life.
He knew there was a God and he wanted to find him. Then at the Wednesday prayer meeting with George and Rita, he was born again. On the following Sunday, he came to church to share his faith. He said it was like heavy chains had been lifted off him and that he felt different inside.
George, the next step in our story, we learned that on the Monday morning after, he was dead. A big, strong man in the prime of life. Dead. He died of a death adder bite. He'd gone on into eternity, but because of his decision to invite Christ into his life, he went on to eternal joy in heaven to be with his Creator.
The couple who sang that night told us Victor's story in song, and they said, if Victor was here tonight, he'd tell you his story himself, but he's not, so we'll sing it to you instead. The duet the couple sang was tremendously challenging. It was the testimony about Victor Cross's Christian experience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
More than anything else, people need Christ today. The world is in the greatest decline that it has ever been, but people just don't see it. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And just as Victor Cross needed Christ to change his life, so do we. He accepted Jesus just before he died. We need to do it too, before it's too late.
In a simple prayer, you can invite the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you your past sin, and then invite him to come into your life. Jesus said, those who come to me, I will never cast them away. And the Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
If you've been challenged by the program, then please write for our free booklet, Why Believe in the Bible, by John Blanchard. Why Believe in the Bible is free and postage paid. All you have to do is write.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on Communication Radio.org.